Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, "As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give." And then in Mark, he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, Richard.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings to you from Oklahoma City.
Amen. And I know we've got a couple callers looking forward to a good broadcast tonight, and I'll let you know when they call in.
All right. Thank you, sir. Sure appreciate it. We do welcome everybody for joining us this evening on this Wednesday night for Hope is Alive. What is Hope is Alive? It's a show about setting the captives free, just like it says there in the introduction. And how is that done? It's being done by Christians walking in the authority that they've been granted, the authority that I would say they're expected to walk in, and casting out evil spirits. And they all do it through a process that's called deliverance. Now, if you have any questions regarding Deliverance USA, or any questions regarding Deliverance, go to deliveranceusa.com. The wealth of information there has self-deliverance training, prayers, problem lists, just about everything we talk about here each night through the Wednesdays. It's there at that website. They're free of charge. Or, if you like to read a book, do it the old-fashioned way. Pastor Cox has written a book called Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. Got nearly 40 years of experience laid down in that book. There, you can get that by calling Rich at the office at 307-742-7582. Let him know you'd like to have that book. He will certainly get it out to you. I think we ask a $20 offering for it. But it is an excellent, excellent manual. Just an important piece of, important tool to have in your arsenal, in your library. And it just sets it down step by step on how to do the process deliverance. It's got testimonies, prayers, problem list, all kinds of things in there. And it's an excellent book. Definitely the leading of the Holy Spirit was upon you when you wrote that, Pastor. I enjoyed it. It helped me out. I know it's helped out literally thousands of people. So, again, you can get that by calling Rich at the office at 307-742-7582 and deliveranceusa.com. Well, Pastor, here we are, another Wednesday night. I don't know about you. We've had some pretty good weather. We had a little bit of storms in the area, especially down in the Branson area. I'm not there. I'm actually broadcasting live from Brother Leon's house tonight. But this morning I saw that the tornado sirens were going off, that there was heavy rain. I believe we had 2.5 inches of rain drop in 30 minutes down there. But I exercised my authority on the storms, put out the prayer request to some brothers in Christ that I know they understand their authority, and commanded that storm to be still, just like Jesus. And anyway, I said it, Lord, you said, greater things than these we shall do also in your name. And I know that you did these things, so I sit there and I claim that victory. And as far as I know, that is everything that we have, everything my family has, walked out pretty safely.
Amen. And I love that where Jesus commanded the storm to be still, and then he told us to do his same works in his name. Oh, it's totally amazing that he has given us that power and authority. And yes, we use it ever so often down here in Oklahoma. Fact is, we have a thunderstorm just southwest of Oklahoma City right now. Hopefully, the power will stay on okay. But yes, it's exciting to be in his service. Deliverance ministry now, 37 years into doing exorcisms on Monday nights. And we just had 7 exorcisms this last Monday, rather low. Most of the time we have about a dozen, often the 15. In fact, we had 25 a few weeks ago. We didn't have enough ministers, but this time we had extra ministers. And I think how sad it is to waste them when there's all these hurting people around us with these problems, these people with panic attacks and all kinds of fear problems and anger and rage and violence problems and addictions of all kinds, depressions and anxiety. And it just goes on and on and on. And that's what people we see get set free of, and much more, usually about 36 problem areas. So, yeah, it really saddens me when we have extra trained ministers and there's no one to minister to. But at least the 7, that was an exciting evening for all of us that were there. And I had an unusual tough case. They're all different. This one, this lady, was her 4th time to come. You know, most people get their Jesus overhaul in one evening. But in her case, it was quite complicated, and different ministers had had her, and so I took her this time, and it was very belligerent demon. The head demon's name was Snake. And, yeah, it was very belligerent. But what really settled it down, and I got performance out of it, was when I invited Archangel Michael to help us. Boy, did that spirit hunker down at that point. And I had Michael use his sword several times on this demon, and we got the job done. And, boy, she just looked wonderful when we left. We cast all that stuff out, Snake and all of them. And I'm anxious. I'll probably try to call her tomorrow, see how she's doing. But she looked just wonderful. We had her look in the mirror. She just looked like another personality compared to when they came in, and that was the way she was.
Well, that's awesome. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, that's something about that we don't really think about a lot, and but that access to the angels that we have. That is that Hebrews 1:14, is that what it is, Hebrews 1:14?
Correct.
Yeah, it says that they're flaming ministers at our service. And that's something that we need to use. And I actually noticed that. Maybe I need to bring that up a little bit more on that deliverance group I belong to. I don't see them using the angels like that you'll have taught there at Deliverance Ministries. And they are there. I mean, I've used them in the past, and it's just, it's, you know, they're there because I've had people say they see them. I've never seen them. I think I've felt them there before, but I've never seen them. But just as Pastor talks about when he says, pick out the meanest looking one, you know, look at the meanest one of the bunch. And they always seem to point at about a 45-degree angle up. So that tells me, and the ones that have seen them are looking up. So So that tells me they're pretty tall.
Well, in fact, Ralph, one of the testimonies tonight, the second one at 9:35, that lady is probably going to tell how she saw the angels, and she's going to tell how tall she saw them. Well, that'll be an interesting testimony coming up.
Yes, that will be. And if you're new to the show, kind of turn in and thinking, what are these guys talking about? You can go to deliveranceusa.com. And I'm fairly certain it's probably talked about in the training. It's been a while since I watched those videos. I'm sure it is there because it's just basically the training they give there on Monday nights. But it'll talk about and have testimonies in there of how you can use the angels at your disposal. Or there's also, it's talked about in this book a little bit, doing supernatural works of Jesus. And I think about the time that you had the doing the deliverance and the guy kept getting up and leaving. And he'd call the angel to bring him back. And it said it looked like he was walking, and it looked like he had his arms up like two people were carrying him.
Yes, that's true. There were three of us that saw that.
Yeah. Wow. And I just think it's funny. Yeah, I think it's funny how you talk about, well, it never occurred to you, if I could tell him to go fetch him, why didn't I just have him tell him to stay in his seat? But, you know, I look at that, and it was probably so you can learn, that you can learn and see, and the other people can learn it. Yes, that when we call upon the angels, we're not just calling some imaginary thing. We're not calling something just out of the blue. We are calling those ministering servants of fire, flaming swords. And we know that the Bible talks about that God has myriads and myriads and myriads of them. And that's a lot. And so we have access to them, and we know that what one angel can accomplish, we've read that in the book, before, you know, the whole, our holy book, the Bible, about killing 180,000 people in one night. And so they've got a little backup power behind them, so that helps us give us a little bit of the big gun. So when we need that heavy artillery, having some sort of belligerent demon, belligerent spirit, like the one Pastor Cox was dealing with, we can call them in and bring in the backup. It's like calling in the Marines.
The regular angels on this, the regular angels on that case, you know, the torture was going on the demon snake, as it was called, but it was Michael, and I've occasionally used Archangel Michael and asked him to come and help us on a really tough case. I had one guy in my office I was ministering to some time back, and that was a stubborn, belligerent demon. The head demon wasn't cooperating, so I said to it, well, I'm going to call on Archangel Michael. And this demon says, no, not Michael. and then I look over, and in the manifestation, there are tears coming out of his eyes. That wasn't his. That was the manifestation. That was it going on. The demon was talking through him and all that. So that's a good example. Isn't it wonderful that we have this backing, even though Jesus gave us power over all the enemy, Luke 10:19, promises nothing will harm us. Here we even have God's angels at our backs to help us and to be of service to us as needed.
Yep, definitely help enforce that command. So, and I mean, we weren't left unarmed. We weren't told to do these things and not have the ability with the backup and the armor and all these things to do it. You know what I was thinking, that it's not just a commission to cast out these spirits. It's a command to do these things. Christians, there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. We know that. Romans 8:1 is true. But I just sit back and think about how it probably saddens and grieves our Heavenly Father and Jesus that we're not doing these things, that His body of believers are not doing these things. But that's why we come on here. Yeah, that's why we come on here, to encourage, to edify, to exhort, to let people, hey, this is what you're supposed to do. It doesn't take any special training. It just takes a special commission. And what's that commission? Being purchased, redeemed, and bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. That is the special training. If you're that, which I am, and I know you are, Pastor, that means that you have that ability, that authority, and the training that's needed. And so I look at more like what we do at Deliverance is special forces type training, because the Bible gives us that basic training down there, and we have the special forces from people who have gone through it and help us teach us to be more effective at it.
Yes, praise God.
So, well, Ralph, well, and Richard, Pastor, we've got Paul on.
I haven't, yeah.
Yeah, let me bring Paul on. Paul, thanks for coming
yes,
on the program.
I'm here. Hello? Hello?
Thank you, Paul, for joining us.
I'm on.
Can you hear us, Paul?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Okay,
you hear
great.
Me?
Well, that's Ralph. Ralph is on here with me up in the Branson area, and I'm so glad you called in. I know you have a good testimony to share with us tonight, Paul, so why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again, what was going on in your life, and how you learned about deliverance and what your deliverance was like and changes that you saw, and then about getting into the training and so forth. So go right ahead.
Okay. Well, my testimony is one that really gives glory to God and his incredible loving kindness towards the human race and to rescue somebody out. Mine is a deep and pretty deep testimony. I came out of satanic abuse, and there was the foundation of murder in the family, and then that drove to where I had a grandmother that had a nursery that raised us children in a diabolical way and would even have the girls sit in a circle in a pentagram with their and do mysterious satanic rituals, but with the girls' legs apart and stripped naked. And this led up to my sister and I getting involved, and she was in the my mother was a Christian and took us to the GIAs, or took my sister to the GIAs, part of the church, and they, two most popular girls in there, were drugged the whole group into occultic activity, doing necromancing and levitation. And I was told my sister I was fascinating and I'd like to participate when they had it at the house. And that was my first entrance into the occult. And even though I was heavily influenced by the demonic prior the fatal night, and I was controlled in certain areas, but I wasn't under complete control. But in 1973, I took some LSD, and that night opened me up to several demonic spirits that came and possessed me. And at that time, I was not just controlled from without or influenced, but now I became indwelt, especially by one particular strong principality, the Fallen One. And this would take place in, to where I was controlled and severely satanically abused for 10 years. And I walked into my room one evening, and his presence just came so strong, and they blinded me, and I was totally blinded. But thank God that my eyesight was restored, but I still didn't turn to the Lord. And I would undergo this abuse by them severely, especially the paranormal events that would happen, especially during the deep parts of the night. And this would transpire in a severe way until 1983, and I got born again. And a lot of this was blocked out because they hid behind the drug, and they had a beautiful camouflage to where myself and my family blamed it on the drug. But when I got born again, I immediately entered spiritual warfare, and they would come at me. And I didn't really, there wasn't really any deliverance back then, ministries to my knowledge. There was so far and few between, and most of the churches don't even get involved or want to face the reality of the unseen realm. And I asked one of the deacons, and he looked at me like I was insane. And so I just went home and I asked the Lord, well, what should I do? Before I could quit, he said, what did I do? And I said, well, you quoted scripture, but I don't know. And I stopped because I've memorized two verses. One verse can bring down a kingdom. It really works. Deliverance really works. And I started speaking. When they came at me at night, I started quoting the scripture. And it would, and in that comatic state, it started to push them back. And I saw covenant protection as a newborn baby. And this would go on every single night. And I would start to do the warfare. And one night I broke out of the comatic spell that they were putting me under real fast. And I looked up. I looked in my kitchen, and he turned around and looked me straight in the face. This creature was extremely, looked perfect, like somebody ageless, and yet very dark. But then there was areas that started as a believer. I was so clean and so cleaned up. But then the emotions started to hit, and that because we deal with two natures. When we get born again, we have the new nature, but we also have the old nature. And when we start to fall into depression and oppression, a lot of times we start living in the old man, and that's where the areas can become demonized or actually the inhabited. And I was, as Mr. Cox will testify, when he started deliverance was when he lost his child, and he was under a lot of hurt. And that's when he was introduced to deliverance. But mine took a long time. I underwent a long time of oppression and depression as a believer. And then I had some friends saying, you really need to find some counseling and deliverance. And at that time, I did not really think that a believer needed that. But then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit started putting his finger in that area, showing me I did. And I had a broken relationship in 2005, about almost 19 years after being a believer, and a friend had told me about Deliverance Ministry, and that's when I went there, and the team had prayed with me and worked in deliverance, worked through the unforgiveness and also through the oppression and other, they have a sheet that you mark off the problem areas, and then they came against the demonic, and I really, really, really got such relief, and all of that hurt went away. And so I could start to live and flourish as a believer. And I had to go back three times because I had a second event, and they prayed for me. And then we were working on inner healing and just couldn't get to it. And it took time because the Holy Spirit was working. But in 2016, that's when God took me through all of the trauma and abuse that all of those demonic hosts had done through the possession back in 73 to 83, and caused me to face what they did. And then after the end of that year, I was living in New Jersey, and I came back for holidays. And I came back early so I could come to Deliverance Ministry and let them finish up the rest of the work and operate with the healing of the inner healing, which Mr. Cox personally did that time. And I had living in a level of freedom and joy that is available to us in the Messiah. And if you're out there and you're broken, there is help there. And don't turn away from that help, or don't try to live in denial that it could be demonic. I know those things may seem scary, but the Lord came to set the captive free. And there's a song that has a few verses. I'm not going to read it all, but it says, "Most willing of victims, and with his final breath, destroyed the one who holds the power of death. The hate heaped upon him," that's Jesus Christ, "scorning all the shame, but all for love, that's for you, he died and overcame."
Amen. Praise God. So, how long were you free before you thought you might even go through the training?
I had actually, it was after 2017 when I was there and I went through the inner healing, and I saw the sanctification process really, really, really take effect. And through that, I ended up, the economy and the lost job up in the Northeast ended up causing me to move back here. I had no idea that I was going to be a part of the team. And, you know, because when God heals you, it's not just so you can go out and live your life. It is to prepare you to give glory and do his works his way. And that's when I had moved back, and I had just finished a book, and I came to visit you, Mr. Cox, and to bless the ministry. And that's when God put it on your heart to ask me to be a part of the training. And that I knew that that was something that I needed to go forward with and serve the Lord with gladness, and to see other people free like God has freed me.
Paul, in the training that you've been going through, have you seen some interesting cases take place?
Yes, in both cases. One, we had a sexually, ritually abused girl, and that was just like, wow, because I just wrote a book on conducting spiritual warfare, freedom for satanic, ritually abused, and satanically abused victims. And, you know, here I am in my training, minister was ministering deliverance, and I was in there doing warfare and coming against the principalities behind it as he's doing this and driving them out. And then Mr. Cox brought me in to be under him in the training the next session. And then this last week, the girl that came in seemingly was a believer and seemed to not have the depths. But when we got into her inner, Mr. Cox was doing her inner deliverance and going down the innermost depths, this girl, her mother, had some kind of satanic agreement. We don't know how that happens. Mr. Cox broke that. But just like an example, if a mother loses a child and turns to a psychic to help find that child, they just made an agreement with Satan. And Satan now has legal rights to that child. And like Derek Prince, they believe they own him, even though that person, when they become a believer, isn't owned. But Satan usurps his authority and fights to keep that victim oppressed and enslaved. And these are the things that we're seeing live hand, and this is real, but freedom is real. I can testify for that.
Paul, that case last week was a tough one, and we had to use the angels a lot, and what seemed to really turn everything around was when I called on Archangel Michael. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I was quoting Psalm 35 while you were doing, "Set out your angels and discomfort them." And, you know, and so I was quoting that. I was quoting in the English and Hebrew. And they can hear that, and they don't like it. And they were, you know, of course, you could see with it was really their countenance manifesting in her, because they were being severely discomforted. As the scripture, the scripture's real, and when it says that in Psalm 35, it is real.
Yes, and that Hebrews 1:14, where angels are to be of service to us, we were talking about that earlier, but this case that we're talking about was extremely belligerent and did a lot of screaming. It's rather unusual at Deliverance Ministries. It does happen from time to time, but I thought it was really interesting when we finally called on Michael and we finally got the job done at the end there, casting everything out.
Yeah, that was, you know, showed the grace of the Lord to set the captive free. And, you know, because they were being tormented. I could see it on her. She was, of course, it wasn't her personally. It was the principalities that were the strong man of the house. We see the word of God breaking that hold upon that precious girl.
Yes. Yeah, she looked quite different. Had her go over to the mirror, and we all marveled how different she looked from when she came in. Well, she had to be better, or wasn't any question. With those demons, they were not there for her health, of course, and there's always changes in the person that are dramatic. Did you think she looked pretty different at the end?
Oh, yeah. It was just like she, especially when you anointed her with oil, she was glowing.
Yes, hallelujah. Well, that's the excitement of and fulfillment that we all get. And being in the middle of this, that God would use us, well, he'll use any Christian. This is normal Christianity we're talking about, not a gift area at all. And the scriptures are there for, and Jesus said for believers to do this in his name, and sure enough, we can do it. I've been doing it now 43 years, and it just keeps working, and we keep seeing lives turned around. So as you finally get to actually ministering yourself to people, you'll start, you probably had some feel of that fulfillment just in the training.
Yes, that's for sure, you know, and all the paranormal events that I've suffered under, and, you know, attacks in my life, and doing warfare with the Word of God is, you know, has been the preparation ground. And now that I'm actually not just the victim, but actually being a part of the work of the Lord, you know, because that's, it's like you say, it's a sad thing that the church has not faced, or doesn't want to face this. It's like if a demon possessed person comes to most churches, the minister's not going to know what to do.
Well, that's right. And Paul, you're turning the tables on them now. Well, we only have a minute remaining. What would you say to the listeners as we wind up here?
Well, I would say that if you're under oppression or if you're under sin, get help. Get out of that place. And if you're touching any part of the occult, and that's rampant in the church today, if you're if you're just secretly reading your horoscope, the Bible says in Jeremiah 3:9, and it came to pass through the lightness of her whoredom that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and with stock. So if you're messing around with this and you're a believer, you're committing adultery against Jesus Christ. But there is freedom, but you have to be willing to turn and to go and get some help. And there is a ministry in Oklahoma City that can do that kind of work.
Amen. Thank you, Paul. That was a great testimony.
Yes, thank you.
And spectacular.
You're welcome, and it was a
God
blessing
bless you,
to give God glory.
Hey, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good testimony. Good testimony. Well, Pastor, we have Blanca. Blanca, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Yes,
our
hi,
pleasure.
Blanca. It's exciting to have you on. I know you have a good testimony to share, and so why don't you go ahead, Blanca, and just give some history on yourself and what was going on in your life and when you were born again and what your deliverance was like, how you learned about deliverance, and then what your deliverance was like and changes you've seen and so forth. So go right ahead.
Yeah, so my name is Blanca. I was born again when I was 12 years old in the state of California. I didn't know much of what I was getting myself into until I was reborn again after college, and I found Christ, and I started walking in the path. But I went through some, you know, life traumatic things, as we all have. But then I got married in 2018 with my husband. I met him through the church. His father is actually the pastor of my church. So I met his father, and then a year later, my husband moved into the church, and then I met my husband. So the church that I attend hosted deliverance ministries in their building on Monday night back in 2016 through 2018. So that's how I heard about deliverance ministries. I had never gone, but I knew they were there because we partnered with them, and they came to our building every Monday night. But then fast forward to about a month and a half ago, our neighbors that just moved in, we met them, and we've been doing worship at their house and prayer, and they mentioned deliverance ministries, and it rang a bell, and I asked kind of, you know, what they did, and turned out that it was the same group of people that met at our previous building that we were at. And so I was like, you know what, I need to go. I'm going through a really tough time right now, and I really need someone to pray for me, to help me seek deliverance and liberation and freedom. So let me go. And we talked about this on a Saturday, and that Monday I was at Deliverance Ministries. We have been trying to have a baby for 3 years. I was diagnosed with unidentified infertility, and we had been seeking fertility for a long time. And as some of you know, fertility treatments can be pretty hard on the body. So for 3 years we were trying, and when I went to Deliverance Ministries, I had sister pray for me, and I specifically asked at the end of the whole deliverance prayer that I had with her, she asked me if there was anything that I wanted her to pray for additionally. And I said, yeah, you know what, can you pray for my fertility? And I explained to her what the doctors had said, and she prayed for me, and I felt fine. It felt amazing. It was such a great experience. I definitely recommend people to go. But when we got in the truck, because my husband accompanied me, when we got in the truck to come back home, I told my husband that when sister was praying for me, that I felt a burning sensation in my lower stomach. Particularly where, like, your ovaries are located, and it felt it wasn't like a hurt burning. It was just like a heat that I felt when she was praying for me. And I was like, well, that's weird, you know. It was on the left side where the doctor said that my ovaries were not ovulating. The right side was a little bit open, but the left side was completely closed. And so that's the side that was burning. Well, the next month or a couple weeks after, you know, we did everything the same, and turns out that we conceived that I'm pregnant.
Praise
and
God.
The ovary that released those eggs was from the left side where the doctor said those ovaries were closed. And I just praise God because he opened my tube. He opened that ovary to ovulate when doctors said that was closed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we've had other cases like that, Blanca, where people hadn't conceived, and then after ministry they did. So, you know, I'm not surprised at anything as we go through these deliverance and healing processes. So go right ahead.
Yes, and another great news is that not only did we find out that my left ovary was able to ovulate, but it ovulated three eggs. So there... We go in a month to double check and make sure everything's correct and that the three embryos stick, but it went from completely closed to having three embryos being released from the left side. Now, nobody can tell me that the doctors did that. Nobody can tell me that it wasn't God. It was definitely God that opened...
Yes.
My tube. It went from zero
to him be the glory.
Three eggs being released, not just one, three.
That's so awesome. Well,
yes.
Praise God. Now, in your ministry, Blanca, did you see an angel at some point?
Yes, I did. The lady asked me how big the angel was, and I just saw a skyrocketed, like a skyscraper tall angel. It was tall. If I remember, it was hundreds of feet, way above my head, and it just felt peace. After I prayed, even for things that I didn't think that maybe were a hindrance, I prayed for liberation for everything that I could think of. And the peace that I felt and the health and the weight lifted off my shoulders that I felt after I left that night and the amazing sleep that I got that night is indescribable. My prayers at night and in the morning have been like never before. Like never before. My worship has been different from never before. I'm also a worship leader at our church, and my worship has been... The Lord has just been putting new song in my heart, and I'm able to minister in such a way that I've never imagined.
Praise God. Praise God. Linda was your minister, did you guys get the head demon up where Linda could interrogate it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what kind of an experience was that?
It was, for me, I had never actually been exposed to something like that, so it was a little bit scary at first, to hear this voice that was talking through me. But it was exactly what was happening in my life. Intimidation, fear, self, you know, sorry, I'm bilingual, so sometimes my English words slip out of my head. Feeling not worthy or not good enough. Just feelings of low self-esteem. And all of the things that the head demon declared that was saying that was happening to me were all accurate, and we were able to cast them out. We were able to free me from all of that captivity.
Wow, praise God. And you know, that lie program that the enemy has on Christians, those lies you mentioned, not worthy and not good enough, and those are so common that are being spoken in the Christians' heads everywhere. I'll write down the top 10 lies when I get a head demon up like that, and I would command it to give me those top 10 lies, and I'd write them down. Perhaps Linda did that for you on the yellow tablet, and they're just negative things like that. But what's funny about it is, as we do this with many different people, those negatives are the kind of the same pattern on everybody, you know, to defeat them and to block their lives and to just depress them. And they're good at it. They've had centuries of practice. And they do that with so many Christians. So that's the best of type ministry that we do at Deliverance Ministries. Can't get it up where it'll communicate through each person. But I find about one out of three it works. And the nice thing about it is you can really have an efficient ministry and get the job done, and where you wouldn't miss some doors and that kind of thing. So, you got the best of all there, Blanca.
Yes. If anyone is hearing this that is doubting or that is questioning whether or not they should seek deliverance, I highly, highly recommend and pray that you'll open up your mind and your heart to go, because you will be set free from so many things that you never thought were a hindrance, but they're keeping you from a bigger blessing. There's things that the doctors say may not be happening because you are suffering through something, but maybe it's one of the demons that are holding you back from being able to receive that blessing. So I highly encourage anyone that is seeking deliverance, that is seeking healing, to go to one of these ministries or to seek this prayer, to seek liberation, because you will not regret it.
And you know, it's amazing, Blanca, that there are so many physical healings that come out of this process. But you know, Jesus in Luke 13 cast demons of sickness out, and of course he told us to do the same works he did in John 14:12. So it figures it all kind of go together and be the same, and these spirits of sickness have come through the same doors that the other spirits have come through. So when we go through this, getting the doors closed and the unforgiveness covered and that done, and breaking of all kinds of curses and repenting of all kinds of things, that's what we do in that door closing prayer. It generally makes ministry easy and more efficient. Your ministry was pretty low key, wasn't it? It wasn't wild and woolly, was it?
Yeah, it was pretty low key. It was really calm.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
some, you know, that, and that's typical of deliverance ministries. Most of them are that way because of that door closing prayer and the preparation that we do at deliverance ministries. And that makes it easy, and we go home earlier. You know, when I first started, we were going into the wee hours with most people, and once the Lord started showing us about getting these different doors closed that evil spirits come through to torment Christians, to do that in advance, then it just made everything easier, more efficient, quicker, and yes, we go home earlier, and that's we all love that. You probably
yes.
got out of there reasonably earlier yourself.
I think the hours ended about 10:45. I mean, for us, that was pretty uh-huh. early.
Yeah, that's pretty average. About 10:30 is what I tell people. And then out of a dozen people or so, sometimes there'll be one or two that might go to 11:30 when we blow the whistle and lock the doors, you know, and everybody goes home. But and if somebody isn't finished by then we schedule them to come back. Well, that is so awesome. So you not only got free from a lot of torment, but you also had physical healing.
Yes.
Praise God. Well, in winding up here, do you have anything else to share and say to the listeners before we close down?
No, just once again, trust God and seek deliverance. Seek deliverance because you will not right. regret it. You will receive even physical healing.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Blanca. That was a wonderful testimony, and definitely will encourage others out there. And even with the conception situation taking place, we're all excited and to hear more. So bye bye.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming on.
Good night.
Well, that's wonderful. Wonderful,
praise
wonderful
God.
Testimony. Yes, I mean, you read about things like that in Scripture, where basically barren women conceive, and it still happens. I mean, these things weren't just written down for us to read and think, oh, it must have been nice then. Too bad it didn't happen now. It does happen now. These testimonies here, it's really hard to argue with them.
Yes.
I mean, the only option is to say, well, the person's lying. And but, you know, that's...
Ralph, I ministered to a woman. I ministered to a woman in, Missouri, out of St. Louis here a while back, and I got the hit demon up, and she had commented herself that she and her husband hadn't been able to conceive, like, for 7 years. And, when I got the head demon up, I remembered to interrogate it to find out if it was responsible for the blockage of that conception. And it admitted it was. And, of course, every time they tell you something, you have to say back to them, will you confess what you just told me to be true before the Lord Jesus of Christ and the Holy Spirit? And the demon will say yes or no to that. So, anyway, we dealt with that and had the head demon fix that blockage while we waited, and then advised me when it was done. And it finally advised me. So I'm anxious. I haven't heard anything from that couple yet on that, but I'm expecting to hear the good news quickly.
Yes. Well, it happened then, happens now, and praise the Lord. And that's why we come on here. Again, this is a show about the captives being set free and the testimony of that, about those that are being blocked. That whatever it is, their gifts, their life, their freedom, all being blocked, either by sicknesses or evil spirits. And it's all being done by Christians who understand who they are in Jesus, who they are, and what they're supposed to do. And if you'd like to know more about that, maybe you need the training. Maybe you need deliverance. Maybe you're just tuning in for the first time tonight, and you're like, man, this is weird. Go to deliveranceusa.com. Wealth of information there. Training, videos. I mean, if you don't want to read, there's videos. Listen to them, and they'll teach you, take you through self-deliverance. Or if you need to, get out to Oklahoma City. They'll take care of you on Monday nights. If you need one-on-one ministry, you can always contact them through there, through the website. And they can set that up through different avenues of electronics. Or the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Richard the office at 307-742-7582. And they'd like to have that, and he will definitely get it out to you. Well, Pastor, two more captives set free, two more testimonies, and it's just been another great night. Appreciate everybody joining us this evening. And, Pastor, I'll talk to you later. And everybody, we'll see you next week. God bless and have a good night.
And God bless everyone.
Then, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy,
to overcome. To trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy,
to overcome. Nothing
will harm you,
nothing
will harm you.